We're at a party. A big house, with plenty of loud music and plenty of people. I'm that dark-haired girl with the tight tank top and jeans. And you're the guy sitting there watching me from across the room. Maybe you're too shy to come up to me. Or maybe you thought you saw me grinding against some pretty girl earlier in the night, and you're weighing the odds that I'm a lesbian. When you see me break off from the crowd and head toward the bathroom, you follow. I'm a little drunk, and so are you. So you lose track of me, and we collide in the hallway. Oops. You had a boner. Did you realize that? I sure did. I push you back, shoving your shoulder into the wall, almost as a reflex. You really just wanted to say hello, maybe flirt a little. And you're actually really embarrassed now. You start trying to explain, but I'm still a bit pissed. And you can tell. Still pinning you to the wall, I point to your crotch. What's this, huh? I reach down and grab your balls. Not too roughly, but firmly, through your jeans. You're trapped. I've got a good grip on you. But I'm watching your reaction, and I notice something interesting. Instead of getting angry or defensive, you seem like you're getting more and more turned on. You weakly protest that you just wanted to talk, and that actually makes me smile. Not a nice smile, but a smile like a snake. I give you one good squeeze and let you go, and point to the door, the one leading to someone's empty, dark bedroom. The party's far enough away that you can hear the people and the music, but it's muffled. Once you're inside the bedroom, you hear me slam the door behind us, and you jump. You can't help it. I'm really smiling now. You can just about see me in the light from someone's bedside lamp. You're hitting on me, right? I look so amused, almost disdainful. Like a cat with a mouse. That's how you might describe it. I look your body up and down, and almost shrug, and then step forward. Are you about to be kissed? No. I'll push you, almost gently, backwards, so you stumble. I want you with your back against the wall. I'm not into dicks, I'll tell you coldly, even as I'm squeezing your boner through your jeans. It feels amazing, probably because you're a little terrified now. You almost can't move. I reach over your hip and grab your butt. You've got a nice ass, though. For a guy. You don't know it. You're really not sure what's going on. But your fear is slowly turning me on, getting me so wet. Can I see it? I'll ask sweetly, trying to unbutton your jeans. You'll help with the unzipping, and before you know it, I'm yanking down your pants, stripping you of your boxers, too, your hard-on springing out into the air before you can stop it. I'll laugh, like a kid with a new toy, and easily jerk on your shoulder to get you to spin around. Suddenly, you're facing the wall. How did this happen? How drunk are you? And I'm gripping your ass cheeks, massaging them. Really great ass. It sounds like I approve. And then suddenly, I'm leaning against your back, pressing my body against yours, pinning you onto that wall. I bet you want to fuck me, huh? I sound coy. I'm rubbing myself against your ass, whispering into your ear, one hand sneaking around to lightly squeeze your dick. You know, I think I want to fuck you, even though you're a guy. I lick your ear. You'll let me, won't you? And you can tell everyone you fucked the lesbian. How about it? Maybe you said yes, maybe you didn't. But suddenly, something wet and slick is sliding into your asshole. And you forget if you said anything. I'm fingering your asshole, just tickling the outside, prodding you a little, and probably forget if you said anything at all. I'm not really used to guys, so I'll just pretend you're one of my girlfriends. I sound sweet, but my other hand is still pinning you against the wall. Or maybe just some girl, Some random slut I met at a party. Some bi-curious little sorority bitch who wants to experiment when her jock boyfriend isn't watching her. That's more like you, isn't it? Without waiting for a word, my finger slips inside and presses down right in the exact right spot. It's like I knew exactly where it was, how hard to press, exactly how to rub my finger against it. You're moaning before you know it. I get a knee between your legs, and you spread 'em, pressing down more firmly, massaging your prostate. I giggle at your noises. You're such a desperate little bitch, too. Never been with a girl before? Well, let me show you, honey. You're actually disappointed when I take my finger away. You feel empty without it. You're not going to want that jock boyfriend of yours. Not anymore. Not after I'm through with you. Suddenly, something much larger than your finger is pressing against you. Slick and hard and ready. Rounded at the end. You try to look back, get a glimpse of the harness I was wearing under my jeans, something shiny and blue and impossibly long jutting out from the harness. Then I grab your hair in a handful, firmly turning your face back into the wall, pulling so that your neck arches. Like a pro, I angle your hips with my other hand, forcing the head of my strap-on between your ass cheeks, pressing it into you. It feels way too big, stretching you out further than you thought you could go, your asshole expanding to take it all in. Then the head pops inside, and the length of it slides right after, the rubber feeling cold inside your body. It's too late now. I've got your cherry. How can you stop me? It's gone too far already, your jeans tangled around your ankles, your cheek against the wall. You can hear the party still going on, a world away. Ah, fuck, what if some drunk kid stumbles in on this? You're standing spread-eagle against the wall, the entire length of my rubber dick buried in your virgin ass. Once you've had enough time to adjust, I'll start to move, carefully, rocking back and forth an inch at a time. Even that much is enough to make me pant, my grip twisting in your hair. Yeah, you're so fucking tight. I'll spank you suddenly, and then start to pick up my pace, hunching over you so you can feel my breasts pressing against your back, my nipples like diamonds. You never thought it would feel this amazing, did you? Your knees are buckled, and I'm angling down into you with each thrust, getting harder and going deeper as I pick up the pace, the slippery rubber pressing and rubbing against your prostate, even as your body is invaded and violated. I'm starting to sweat, too, panting against the back of your neck. Eventually, I fit it all inside, every inch, and my hips start colliding with your ass. Take it all, you bitch. Take it all. I'm yanking your hair as I start pounding you for real, my body shaking, breathing heavily. You can tell I'm incredibly turned on by all of this, almost to the point where I'm losing control, but I don't let go. The friction against your prostate and the sensation of being stretched, being violated, are almost enough to make you lose it. And then my hand shoots over your hip to grab your cock, jerking you roughly, in time with my strokes. You go to touch yourself too, and I slap your hand back, gripping your cock possessively. You're mine now. The last thing you recall is hearing me shouting and gasping out another girl's name, my legs shaking. And then you're coming harder than you've ever come before, squirting it out with such force that it splashes against the wall, splashes down onto your legs, spurting out with each violent thrust of my rubber dick within you, dribbling to the last onto your jeans, still tangled around your ankles. You actually start to lose consciousness, you poor thing. I let you down, carefully, letting go of your damp hair. My cock slides out of your well-fucked ass with a lewd slurping noise, and I lean against the wall, red-faced, trying to catch my breath. You slip bonelessly to the floor, lying on the carpet. There's an obvious wet patch spreading from the crotch of my jeans. Peggy, I thought that was our toy. From your vantage point on the floor, you can see, somehow, that another girl's appeared in the room. The girl I was dancing with earlier, arms folded in disapproval. I look between the girl and the soiled strap-on and you. "Don't worry. I'll have him clean it up."